I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, I'm Zachary. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. Life was finally good. After years of scraping by, working 2 jobs and sleepless nights, I had built something stable for me and my son, Liam. 8 years old, bright-eyed, and way too smart for his age, he was my whole world. We lived in a small but cozy house, and for the first time in forever, I wasn't drowning in stress. Then my phone rang. Zachary, it's Mom. I should have known. That tone, sweet at first, but with that undercurrent of expectation. Hey, Mom, what's up? Your sister needs your help. Of course she did. Dana was the golden child, always had some grand plan that never worked out, always needed bailing out. How much this time? I sighed. 15,000. She's starting a boutique and, no, I didn't even let her finish. Last time it was 10 grand for her online course that she quit in a week. Before that, it was the can't-miss investment. I'm done. Silence. Then the switch flipped. After everything we've done for you? Her voice sharpened.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto parts.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
We raised you, supported you when you were struggling. Yeah, and I paid you back every cent, I shot back. Dana never does. That's the difference. She's family. So am I. The call ended with her huffing about ungrateful children. I thought that was it. I was wrong. 3 days later, my doorbell rang. Liam was at a friend's house, thank God, because there they were. Mom, Dad, and Dana, standing on my porch like some kind of twisted intervention. We need to talk, Dad said, not asking. I let them in, already feeling the trap closing. Zachary, Mom started, fake sympathy dripping. We're worried about Liam. I froze. What about him? You're never home, Dad cut in. Always working. That's no environment for a child. My stomach dropped. Are you serious? I work to provide for him. Or, Mom said smoothly, you could let us take him for a while. We're retired. We have the time. No. My voice was ice. You're not taking my son. Dad leaned in, that old intimidation tactic. Then lend Dana the money, or we'll file for custody. The room spun. They weren't bluffing. I'd seen them pull this kind of thing before, just never on me. Get out, I said, low and steady. They left, but not before Mom's parting shot. Think about what's best for Liam. The door closed. My hands shook. This wasn't just about money anymore. They'd made it about war. I didn't sleep that night. Every time I closed my eyes, I saw my parents standing in a courtroom, lying through their teeth about me being a bad father. Liam was everything to me. There was no way I was letting them take him. But I wasn't reckless either. If they wanted to play dirty, I'd make sure they regretted it. First thing in the morning, I called the one person I knew would have my back. Mark, I need help. Mark had been my best friend since high school. The kind of guy who'd bail you out of jail at 3 a.m. and then lecture you the whole ride home. He was also a paralegal, which meant he knew exactly how screwed up family court could get. Tell me everything, he said, already sounding pissed on my behalf. I did. The money demands, the custody threat, the way my parents had looked at me like I was some kind of disappointing stranger in my own home. Mark let out a low whistle. They're bluffing. They have to be. You didn't see their faces, I said. They meant it. Then we need evidence. Judges don't like bullies, and they really don't like extortion. That's when he laid out the plan. The next time Mom called, I was ready. Mark had walked me through the legalities. My state allowed one-party consent for recordings, meaning as long as I knew the call was being recorded, it was admissible. The phone rang. I took a breath, hit record, and answered. Zachary, Mom said, her voice all fake sweetness. Have you thought about our offer? You mean the one where you blackmail me into giving Dana money? I kept my tone flat. She huffed. Don't be dramatic. We're just looking out for Liam. If you'd just obey and help your sister, we wouldn't have to take such extreme measures. Obey? I repeated, letting the disgust seep in.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I'm not a kid anymore, Mom, and Liam isn't some bargaining chip. Well, if you're not going to be reasonable... Reasonable is not demanding money under threat, I snapped. Reasonable is not trying to take my son because I won't fund Dana's latest scam. It's not a scam, she hissed. She just needs a little help. And if I say no, silence. Then, colder than I'd ever heard her, then we'll see you in court. The call ended. I played it back for Mark later. Oh, they're so screwed, he muttered, grinning. A few days later, Dana texted me. Can we talk? Just us. No parents. I almost ignored it. But Mark had a point. If I could get her to admit the truth, this whole thing would collapse. We met at a coffee shop. I had my phone recording in my pocket. Dana looked tired, which was unusual. Normally, she was all manic energy when she wanted something. Look, she said, stirring her latte like it had personally offended her. I know Mom and Dad went nuclear. I didn't ask them to do that. But you didn't stop them, I said. She shrugged. Would it have mattered? You never helped me. Because you never learn, I shot back. How many times have I bailed you out? How much money have you burned through? This time is different. How? She hesitated, then in a rush. Because I already spent some of it, okay? I put a deposit down on this trip to Cancun with my friends, and if I back out now, I lose it all. I stared at her. So this boutique was a lie. I could start one, eventually. She groaned. Ugh, why are you like this? Just loan me the money and Mom and Dad will back off. No. Zachary, you don't need the money, Dana. You want it. There's a difference. She slammed her cup down. Fine. Enjoy court. I let her storm out. Then I stopped the recording. Mark helped me file a preemptive motion, attaching the recordings as evidence of coercion. But my parents weren't backing down. A week later, I got served. Official custody papers. They'd listed every bullshit reason imaginable. Unstable work schedule, lack of familial support, financial irresponsibility. The irony almost made me laugh. But the worst part? They'd lied. Claimed I'd neglected Liam, that he'd missed school due to lack of supervision. Absolute garbage. Liam had perfect attendance, and his teachers loved him. Mark read through it, his jaw tightening. They're really going for it. Can they win? I asked, my throat dry. Not with what we have. He tapped the folder with the recordings. But we need more. Witnesses. Proof of Liam's stability. And we need to hit them where it hurts. Where's that? Their reputation. Over the next few days, we dug. Mark pulled Richard's business records. Turns out Dad had a few shady deals in his past. Nothing illegal, but enough to make him sweat if it went public. Then there was Dana's social media. posts from last week showing her at a luxury spa. "Treating myself before my big venture," she'd captioned. And Mom? Well, her little church group loved her. The perfect grandmother, the devoted volunteer. They'd be very interested to hear about her threatening to take a child away for money. "We're going to bury them," Mark said. I should have felt guilty, but all I felt was cold resolve. They'd made this personal. Now it was war. The courthouse smelled like stale coffee and desperation. I adjusted my tie for the 10th time, my palms slick against the folder holding my evidence. Across the aisle, Mom kept smoothing her skirt like she could iron out her guilt, while Dad glared at the judge like he could intimidate her into ruling his way. "All rise for the Honorable Judge Wilkins." The judge, a sharp-eyed woman with a no-nonsense gray bob, skimmed the custody petition. Their lawyer launched into his spiel about me being an absent father, but my attorney Susan shut him down fast. "We have school records showing perfect attendance and teacher testimonials calling Mr. Carter the most involved parent we have." Then Susan played the recordings. Mom's voice filled the courtroom. "If you'd just obey and help your sister, we wouldn't have to take Liam." The gasp from the jury box was satisfying. The second recording, Dana admitting she wanted the money for a Cancun trip, made the judge's pen freeze mid-note. "Counsel," she said icily, "are your clients aware this constitutes coercion?" When Dana took the stand, she folded like a cheap suit. "I just wanted the money," she wailed after perjuring herself. "I didn't think they'd actually try to take Liam." Dad's testimony was worse. "It's about respect," he roared, slamming his fist down until the judge threatened contempt. The dismissal was swift. "Case dismissed with prejudice. Mr. Carter, your parenting is clearly not in question." Judge Wilkins glared at my parents. "Abusing the legal system for financial gain is reprehensible." Outside, Dad exploded. "You're dead to me," he bellowed across the parking lot, just as Mark recorded it. "This'll be great for the civil suit," he grinned. 3 months later. The fallout was beautiful. First, the civil suit for legal fees bled them dry. Then Dana's Cancun photos leaked to her followers. Hash family first with mojito in hand while fighting for custody. Her influencer career imploded overnight. Dad's construction business? Turns out clients don't like partners who scream at judges. His biggest contractor dropped him, citing unstable behavior. Mom's church friends? They saw the recordings. Suddenly, the women's auxiliary group had no openings for her volunteer work. The final nail? Liam's birthday. I'd rented a bounce house in our new backyard, the one in a better school district, bought with the settlement money. Through the fence, I saw Mom's car slow down. She watched Liam laughing as he cannonballed into the inflatable slide. For a second, her face crumpled. Then she drove away. "Who was that?" Liam asked, chocolate smeared across his cheeks. "Nobody important, buddy." I ruffled his hair. "Just somebody who learned the hard way. You don't threaten a good dad's kid." Mark handed me a beer as Liam raced back to his friends. "Still feel guilty?" I took a long sip, watching my son, safe, happy mine, and smiled. Not even a little. 6 months had passed since the court case, and life had settled into a peaceful rhythm, the kind I hadn't known in years. Liam was thriving in school, I'd been promoted at work, and the house no longer felt like a battlefield. Then the email arrived. Subject, "Can we talk?" from Dad. I stared at the screen, my coffee going cold. No demands, no threats, just three words that felt like a landmine. Mark had warned me this might happen. "They'll come crawling back once they realize they lost," he'd said. "But you don't owe them a damn thing." Liam's footsteps pattered down the stairs. "Dad, can we get pancakes?" I slammed the laptop shut. "Yeah, buddy, let's go." The diner was our spot, greasy, loud, and far from memories of family dinners gone wrong. Liam was mid-syrup flood when my phone buzzed. A text this time. "Mom, we miss Liam. Just a visit. No strings." I snorted. "No strings? Their entire lives were made of puppet strings." "Who's texting?" Liam asked, syrup dripping off his chin. "No one important." I wiped his face with a napkin. "Hey, remember how we talked about people who try to trick you?" "Yeah, like in that superhero movie?" "Right. Well, Grandma and Grandpa are texting. They want to see you." Liam's nose scrunched. "But they were mean to you. My chest tightened. Yeah, they were. Then no, he said, stabbing his pancake like it had personally offended him. Team Us doesn't let mean people in. I couldn't help but laugh. Team Us, huh? Duh. He shoved a giant bite in his mouth. We're the good guys. That night I finally replied. Me. Liam says no, so do I. Don't contact us again. The response was instant. Dad. You'll regret this. I smiled, turning off my phone. Regret? The only thing I regretted was not cutting them out sooner.